As Einar fades into Lily, the story shifts from the romantic symbiosis of a couple into the love story of two individuals undergoing their own private journeys, culminating with Lily's reassignment sex surgery.
They could kill you.
Eddie Redmayne gives what could be an Oscar-worthy performance as Lily.
One of the extraordinary things about this story for me is the profundity of love. What an extraordinary thing it can be, how it is not defined by gender, by sexuality, by race, by religion, by anything. It's something other. It's about the soul.
Redmayne, who won the Oscar last year for tracing Stephen Hawking's physical deterioration due to the degenerative disease ALS, transforms Einar into Lily equally deftly. The metamorphosis is so complete and seamless that the viewer realizes Lily was always present, just hidden under Einar's persona. Though very demanding, Lily's character meant a lot to Redmayne.
In an age in which there were no predecessors, there were no transgender women that she was aware of, she had the bravery and the courage to pursue living a life authentic.
Rising star Alicia Vikander is equally remarkable, inhabiting Gerda, a free spirit, a young artist who, while in love with Einar, accepts Lily's emergence and supports her despite the heartbreak she endures. Vikander expresses feelings and heartache louder than Redmayne. More earthy and willful than her companion, she appears the masculine force.